I have a phenomenal group of young individuals who won the Illinois State FFA Horse Judging CDE and will be representing the state at the national contest. It is a very involved contest involving not only the placing of halter and riding classes, but they also then will give sets of oral reasons on three of those classes. On top of that, there are several group activities. One, they have a group scenario that they have to work on. They're given a topic and kind of a situation. They have 10 minutes to kind of put their presentation together, and then they have up to 10 minutes to present it to a set of judges. They have written tests dealing with anatomy, feeds, you name it. It could be on there if it deals with horses or hippology. It, like I said, it's a very involved contest.
And how many kids are on that team then that are participating in that for Sherrard?
There'll be four students, four FFA members who are on the team, and all four scores count at the national level. I have three young ladies and one young gentleman who are on this team. There are two of them are seniors. One of them graduated this past spring, but is still eligible because she was on the team. And then one that's a junior that'll be competing.
And then in terms of who you compete against, now how many teams go to the national contest?
Every state and FFA association is eligible to enter a horse judging team at the national level. So we have 50 states, and we have in the FFA, we also have Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands that are able to send teams. I know last year Puerto Rico did have a team. And so there's a pretty heavy, a pretty strong contingent of competitors that we'll be going up against.